When I was a kid, I was desperate for a birthday party at the skating rink. Because when it was your birthday at the skating rink, they would play a special song for you, and you would be in the middle of skate land, and everybody would be skating around you, and you would just be standing there in your overalls having a vibe, having your moment. And this song was not the traditional birthday song. It was the happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, birthday to you. Oh, do you remember this? Well, spoiler alert, I never had a birthday party at the skating rink because, well, quite frankly, I was a shitty skater. And I'm confident that my mom, Mama Jane, knew that I would get a full head concussion if we did host the birthday party. And then what a downer that would have been. I really just shouldn't have been on roller skates in general, quite frankly, at that age. I was definitely an overweight elementary student. I got 18 Weight Watchers points, if that puts it into perspective for you. Maybe that's a whole trauma and drama thing that we are going to do in a different episode. But this episode is about celebrating, because do you know what today is? If you are listening to this on the day that it gets released, Sunday, November 12th, November 12th is my birthday. It is my birthday today. Today I turn 37 years old, and I thought in celebration of my birthday, it would be really fun if I told you 7 gifts that you can give to yourself as a fellow teacher friend for free. That is correct. All 7 of these things are completely free teacher hacks that you can celebrate in your classroom with your students. And then you can think of this blessed occasion, which is way better than getting, you know, a full concussion at the skating rink when you were 11. So if you are ready to celebrate some free gifts, if you are ready to unwrap some surprises with me, stick around for this super fun and super festive free episode where we're going to celebrate 7 awesome things for your classroom.
There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. So now you know that I did not get to have a birthday party at the skate land, but can I tell you that I did get to have a birthday party at Aladdin's Castle, which is just a low budget, much sketchier version of Dave & Buster's. Aladdin's Castle had a ton of little games and a ton of little prizes where you could get tickets, and it was like 142 tickets for one Jolly Rancher. But it didn't even matter because it was a Jolly Rancher. And I remember when you hosted a birthday party at the Aladdin's Castle, the birthday girlie got an Aladdin's Castle fanny pack. And you better believe that I was wearing that on the St. Mary's blacktop that very next Monday. Was I showing off that swag with my Aladdin's Castle fanny pack? Yes, 100%. And I'm sure I also brought the Skip-It that I got to that playground and crushed it on the blacktop hard, wearing a Titanic t-shirt, no doubt. Well, okay, so let's unpack these 7 gifts. As I reminisce, maybe we should do just an entire episode about all of the fantastic
parties that we hosted when we were kids. Maybe that's an episode. But I want to get right into these gifts that I want to give you, because these are all free things that you can literally use in your classroom. You can celebrate schools, you can celebrate success, you can celebrate my birth if you want to while you use these things. But these are all awesome resources that I actually use in my classroom on a daily, if not weekly, basis. So, number one, Google Bookmarks. Now, you might be thinking, Monica, bookmarks is so basic. Well, here's the thing. Last year, I released a video about Google Bookmarks on TikTok, and it blew my mind how many people were like, what a hack. I did not know that. Because as teachers, we have lots of things open every single day, right? I've got my Google Drive open. I need Google Classroom open. I want my Gmail open. I want maybe an Excel spreadsheet that I'm using every single day. Maybe you want your curriculum that's uploaded somewhere. Maybe you need access to YouTube each day. Whatever it is, like, I have no less than 9 tabs open on my school computer on a daily basis. My gradebook system, the lunch count, like all of these things. And I thought, why don't I just tab all of the things that I need every single morning? Let me bookmark those. So instead of opening a million tabs, I can click on Google Chrome and it opens all of those tabs automatically for me. It saves me like 3 or 4 minutes each morning, but it is such a joy to do click, click, and then boom, everything I need right at the top of my web browser. In fact, I just released a blog post article about this. If you've never set up automated tabs to maximize your mornings, I'm going to actually include a step-by-step, super simple link on how you can do this. Do not waste another teacher minute opening tabs. Have an extra sip of coffee and just be mesmerized as they all open for you. Okay? So, direct link for how to do this in the show notes. And if you're like, it doesn't bother me, will you just try it? Will you give me the gift of receiving this gift and try this? Because I think it will bring you far more joy than what you ever realize. It's awesome. Okay, Google Bookmarks. Game changer, time saver, lovely, lovely. Do you know what one of those tabs is that I have open every single morning? Because you're not maximizing your morning unless you are getting music going. And one of the tabs that opens automatically is Pandora. Now, I'm 37 years old. You heard it today. I am 37 years old. So I understand that I sound like a 37-year-old right now when I'm like, I listen to Pandora music. I understand that there's Apple Music. I understand that there is Spotify. I understand that there's YouTube Music and all of these lovely music streaming platforms on the planet. I know, but I rock Pandora and I love it. And it's funny because whenever I'm listening to music and recording stories or TikToks in my classroom or at home, like, I'm always playing music. And people always reach out to me and they'll say, Monica, what station are you playing? Can you share your station? Share that with us, because I would love to have school-appropriate music playing, but I'm just always nervous that it's going to be explicit or a song's going to come on that is just wildly inappropriate. So here's the gift. I want to give you a hack, and this is completely free. You can have the fancy, like, no ads version of Pandora if you want, but this works in the completely free old school Pandora OG version. It's thumbprinting songs. If you are in the car and you're listening to a song and the song finished and you're like, that was a bop. I love that song. And it was no cuss words. Nothing in there was inappropriate. Give it a thumbprint. Give it a like. Right? You can hit a button. It's in the bottom right hand corner of the app, but you can go in and you can physically like that song. Because the way that it works on Pandora is there's something called thumbprint radio. Okay? Thumbprint radio is all of the songs that you have ever given a thumbs up to. And so if you play this strategically, you can have an awesome, amazing curated playlist of completely school appropriate things simply by whenever you're listening to Pandora and you're like, oh, I love that song and it's school appropriate, give it a thumbs up. Because then in your classroom, you can play thumbprint radio and know that the songs that are playing have been okayed by you. It's one of my favorite hacks. I absolutely love it. Also, you don't have to just then listen to it in your classroom. You can listen to it in the car. You can listen to it on a run. You can listen to it while you're cleaning, getting out your Dyson, right? So, Pandora thumbprinting is the easiest, cheapest, most lovely hack to get awesome classroom songs if you play it strategically. I wish that I could share my thumbprint radio with you, but, you know, it's not Spotify and it's not Apple Music. But you can do it for free. All right. Number three, I don't keep this tab open at all times. In fact, what I have found is, interestingly enough, this is blocked in some schools. So that's kind of wild. What is a free thing that I am recommending to you that is actually blocked in schools? It is the Urban Dictionary. Okay? The Urban Dictionary. If you aren't Urban Dictionarying at least once a week, then you're not a teacher. Or you're a teacher and they're saying things and you're just ignoring them, which I also completely support. Because kids have this very interesting vernacular these days. They will say things and I'm like, that's not even a word. Nobody says that. That's not even a thing. But most of the time, the kids are saying things that are trending and I don't know what they are talking about. So we can ask them, what in the world are you talking about? Or we can be, you know, all hip, cool, and jazzy, and we can get on the Urban Dictionary and find out what they mean. When kids are saying things like cap and sussy and riz, do you know what those things are? Are you 100% confident that you should repeat those? Because are they school appropriate? Can you use the words that kids are using in a sentence? Let me give you an example. Recently, my kids were talking about lemon pepistepas. Do you know what a lemon pepistepa is? I made them repeat it a million times. I'm like, I need you to repeat what you are saying. Like, say it slow. They're like, lemon pepistepas. I'm like, no, I need you to slow it down. What are you saying? They're like, lemon pepistepas. And I'm like, oh my God, one word at a time. They're like, lemon pepper steppers. But you can't say it like that. It's a lemon pepistepa. So obviously, what did I do? I got out the Urban Dictionary. And I'm like, what is a lemon pepistepa? The Urban Dictionary is this beautiful resource for teachers who are trying to stay in the know. We're trying. It's hard. It's hard to stay trendy when the trends are constantly changing and quite frankly don't make a lot of sense. But let me tell you what the Urban Dictionary said a lemon pepistepa is. It is a fancy shoe. It is a shoe that you have that's got swag. They're just nice shoes. That's a lemon pepistepa. Do you wear lemon pepistepas to work? I mean, I like tennis shoes. I like nice tennis shoes. But my students were like, those are not lemon pepistepas. And I'm like, what's a lemon pepistepa? They're like, they're dress shoes. Like nice dress shoes. So I looked it up. Are there times when I get on the Urban Dictionary, which is a completely free resource, which again, could be blocked in your school. So that's when you get out your phone. Okay. And you're like, okay, kids, independent practice. Everyone try out the practice problem that's on the board. And then you kind of sneak on your cell phone. You're like, what are they talking about? I got to get out the Urban Dictionary on my phone. Okay? Free resource to stay in the know. I highly support the use of the Urban Dictionary. And this is not just a tip for like middle school and high school students. Our younger kids, okay, are saying things too. They're saying things like, if you're not crocking, you're not rocking. If you're not booting, you're not scooting. What? Are you just saying things that are rhyming? What is that? Okay. Just Urban Dictionary. Now, I told you because I'm turning 37. I'm 37 today. That I was going to give you 7 things. And I want to drop the other 4 things in the second part of this episode. It's coming up. Don't miss these, because I promise you're going to love them. I've noticed a trend recently, and I wonder if you are finding this in your classroom as well, that my favorite ideas, the ideas that get students the most engaged, the students that are connecting and participating and laughing and learning, are the students who have taken down those walls and given us as teachers the opportunity to build a relationship with them. We understand in this world, in this climate, in this culture of education, that building relationships with students is essential. But sometimes it can be really difficult. But what if there was an opportunity for you to dive into highly engaging relationship ideas for an entire month that are gonna bring your relationships, your classroom connections, and your classroom camaraderie to a whole new level? Well, there is a solution, and it is called the Rooted Classroom Course. During the month of December, I am leading this super fun, super flexible virtual course that is dedicated to social and emotional learning strategies, relationship building ideas, climate and culture solutions that are going to work no matter what grade level you teach or what age you reach. This Rooted Classroom course could be the thing that makes your month amazing. So when we come back for the new calendar year, we are ready to go and we have personalized connections with every single student. The Rooted Classroom course is full of great engaging videos, amazing dynamic discussion questions, 3 live events, as well as a very engaging workbook, plus tons of other perks. If you have not signed up for the Rooted Classroom course, now is the time, because you can also earn up to 15 hours worth of official PD credits, and it is at a very affordable price. Super fun, super flexible. The Rooted Classroom course is open right now for registration. You can go to monicagenta.com/courses. That's Monica, GENTA.com/courses. And I'm going to put a direct link to the Rooted Classroom course in the show notes. I want you to have a dynamic December, and I think that can happen when we build ridiculously strong relationships with students. Don't miss out on the Rooted Classroom course. Gift number 5 that I want to share with you, this completely free, really simple gift, is the Google Random Number Generator. I love saying to kids, like, pick a number between 1 and 100, or pick a number between 1 and 1 bajillion, or like, ooh, who's going to win the prize? And I've got, let's say, 21 students in the class period, and then you have the random number generator, pick a number. Literally, you go to Google and you type in random number generator, and it sets a minimum and it sets a maximum. You get to determine the min and the max. So if you are trying to figure out who's going to pass back papers, you can say, all right, pick a number between 1 and whatever, and then the random number generator creates that for you. I use this so much. I use this during my courses to give away prizes. I use this in my classroom to pick a student, because it's completely random. It's completely non-biased, and the students get a huge kick out of it. It's also no cost and no prep. So it is one of those things that is just super silly, but also super simple and significant. The Google Random Number Generator. P.S. I'm going to put a link for like all of these in the show notes. So if you've been listening to this podcast for a while and you've never actually gone to the episode links that are in the description, now is the time, because all of these things are going to be directly linked for you. And you're definitely going to want this next one. It is so freaking random. It's bubble popping paper, but it's digital. I mean, let's talk about what this is. Let's kind of backtrack. In the month of November, which is my birthday, I order a lot from the Amazon, and they have those like those air inserts. But do you remember when we were kids and we would order something and it was all the like bubble wrap? There was bubble wrap. We don't have bubble wrap anymore. Kids like don't even know what bubble wrap is. Do you remember when you would get like a large item and your parents would just roll out the bubble wrap, and you and your brothers and sisters or family or friends would just like pop, 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 and it was like so much fun. It was like the best thing ever. That like doesn't exist anymore. But there are digital versions of bubble wrap. So if you are looking for just a really small celebration that costs nothing, there's a website that you can go to, and I'm going to link it in the show notes, and you can just have kids go up and hit your smart board, hit your Promethean board, hit your whatever board you got in your classroom. So maybe you don't have one, so your kids are bored. Oh, that was a pun. But even if you don't have a digital board where kids can touch, they can use the mouse and it makes the popping sound. I know this is really ridiculous, but like, if we just need a little brain break sometimes, why not get out the bubble wrap? The digital bubble wrap. And kids can hit a couple of bubbles and just have a little smile. Just a little smile, just a little silly with a little digital bubble wrap. If you're not busting that out for 18-year-olds in your high school class and you think they won't care, they'll care. So will 6-year-olds. People of all ages love a digital bubble wrap because it takes us back to a beautiful time in our lives. Get it going. Digital bubble wrap. Faux free. All right. You know what number 6 is? The 6th gift. Completely free. Some of you might already have this. Some of you might already utilize this. But if you are new to hanging out with me and you are vibing, okay? As Selena Gomez says in the song Calm Down, she says, vibes. And then she says, another banger. What a bop. What a bop. Nonetheless, if you are vibing on this episode and you are vibing with these ideas and you don't already have a digital copy, a free digital copy of Crushing It for Kids, now is the time. Okay? I wrote a book a number of years ago called Crushing It for Kids, and I decided to just completely give it away. It's a free book. I have 5 books, and this is the one book that I'm like, anybody who wants it can have it completely for free. I will email you a digital copy of it. And it's filled with the 5 pillars of things that we need to do to crush it for kids. Silly little ideas, great stories, great strategies. It's called Crushing It for Kids. And for my birthday, I want to give anybody and everybody a free digital copy of that. I'll send it to you as a PDF, okay? So go to the show notes and click the link that says get your copy of Crushing It for Kids, and I'll email it out to you. Surprise! Unwrap it and act surprised when you get it. It's free. Crushing It for Kids. And the 7th thing that I want to remind you of is this podcast that you are listening to, this is completely free. This is one of these things that I know a lot of people are relying on a Monday. And will you give me a gift of giving another person a gift? Here's what I mean by this. You are clearly listening. Maybe you're subscribed to this podcast and it drops into your podcast app free every single Sunday night and you listen to it on your commute to school on Monday. But here's the thing. You got teacher BFFs. You got family and friends who are BFFs. You got social media BFFs. You've got people who might not currently be listening to this completely fun, completely free, festive resource called the This Teacher Life podcast app. So give this gift. In celebration of my birthday, give this gift. Send this email to your teacher friend. Text this link to your staff. Let them know that they can subscribe and have fun with this podcast. This is something that I do for fun for fellow teachers. I love being a classroom teacher. I love doing professional development in your schools. I love doing keynotes and workshops in your district. And I love delivering this podcast because it brings us all together in a fun, festive, free format. And so those are the 7 gifts. Google Bookmarks, Pandora, Thumbprint Radio, Urban Dictionary, the Random Number Generator, Digital Bubble Wrap, a copy of Crushing It for Kids, and the This Teacher Life podcast. 7 things that I think if we utilize, they will bring our classrooms to new levels. They will create student celebrations. They will create smiles in schools. They will create so much fun. And I think education deserves that. I think you as a fellow teacher deserve that. So let's unwrap these gifts. Let's have some fun with these as we continue into this school year. If you haven't already checked out the Rooted Classroom course, I'm going to also link that in the show notes. So like, do yourself a favor and do not skip out on the episode notes in this episode. I hope that you have had a ton of fun listening. Thank you for celebrating with me. Thank you for being such loyal listeners. And most importantly, thank you so much for living this teacher life.